Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 427 of Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 9, Soulbird Salvation.
It aired on March 30th, 2002, written by Suzy Shimoyama, and directed for the first time this season by Worth Keeter.
The Keet! The Keet is back, baby! I'm glad they kept the Keet on. Also, Suzy did the episode where Alyssa got the elephant.
Yeah,
she wrote that one. That episode went up today, so that's how I know about it. And that was the first of the good ones, of the good streak that we got on. Yeah. So hopefully this episode will continue that.
Hopefully she doesn't start and break the streak.
That would be like poetry. That would rhyme, but I would rather it just be keep good. Be keeping good.
just be keep good.
Just be keep good, Power Rangers. I'm not asking for a lot. Just want you to be keep good.
We just want to keep liking it nice, and you have to be keep good to do that.
It's not hard. We're not asking a lot if you're new here. What we do is we pause the recording. We keep good. We go watch an episode of Power Ranger, and then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you're on Netflix or the DVDs, and start with episode 5, and it's a pretty good show.
I honestly think you probably can skip until then.
I think you watch the first episode, and then maybe watch the second and third. Don't watch episode 4. It's just dookie. It's just bad. But then episode 5, picture it up. Episode 7 owns Bones. We've just been riding that train this whole time, you know, for the last couple weeks, and I'm pretty excited about that. Also, we're recording very early. I don't know if that's going to affect anything. It's like 2:30.
So. Yeah, it might affect some noises on your end.
Yeah, they typically. Oh no, the kids are back in school.
Uh oh.
Oh, there might be a parade soon. Uh oh. Anyway, we're gonna go watch Soulbird Salvation right now.
Wild time. And we're back, and we just watched Soulbird Salvation, and I think this still is fine.
I think it was good. It felt very long.
It did.
It felt like maybe it was a 40-minute episode, and I feel like that's because it seems to me like the Sentai was, this was a two-parter in the Sentai, and they just put it together in one episode for us.
Yeah, it's kind of what it felt like. Definitely does feel like that.
Because there's two discrete parts of the episode. Anyway, we'll talk about that in just a minute. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. That's where you can go and listen to old episodes of this very show and one other show. The archive is up through In Space, but we are going to be adding more soon. And also, did we talk about doing the volumes of iTunes?
I think we talked about the end of last episode, but by the time this is up, there should be two full volumes of classic feeds. Volume 1 is seasons 1-3, and volume 2 is Alien Rangers through In Space.
Right.
If we did the math correctly, those all should be.
Yeah, it'll be at least up through Turbo.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I think that should be enough. I think we should be fine, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, that should be up on iTunes and however else it gets to wherever else. So go check those out. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We are on Brayburn Podcast and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Pod Egg.
Pod Salvation.
Pod Salvation. When you just really need one in the clinch, you go to Pod Salvation. It's like, here you go. I know you need the episode Coyotes Ate My Dad of my brother and me. It's your favorite episode, and I feel like you need this today. Here you go, bud. And it'll do that for you, only at podsalvation.com. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that'd be great. Helps people find a show, et cetera, et cetera. You know the deal. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return. You get bonus episodes like us reviewing Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, a real show that really exists that I really enjoy. And we got 5 more episodes of that show to watch and record 2 episodes of. So that'll be coming soonish. Whenever we figure out a time to do that. I'm very excited, though, because I've been jonesing to watch that show again. We also got, like, early episodes and other miscellaneous bonus stuff up there. And if you want to support the show, that's the best way to do it. We really appreciate it. Josh is a Monday episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't got to do emails or read patrons or anything like that. I do have a question. You live in the woods now, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have favor? Can you do favor out there in the woods?
I haven't tried because I don't even know if a pizza place will deliver. So I don't know. I don't know, first of all, if there's a demand for a service like favor in a town this small.
Oh, that's true. You're in a very small town now, huh?
But second of all, if they will come out this far.
Well, I still have favor here in Austin, Texas, a big city. And I got 5 guys delivered. And something weird happened, and maybe you'll have an answer for this. So he gives me my food. It's this guy named Christopher. He's never heard of Five. He called it Five Bros when he texted me saying he was on his way to Five Bros. And I was like, yes, thank you. I love this. Thank you for this gift, Christopher. So he's like, on my way to Five Bros. And then he's like, and then before I could answer, to be like, hell yeah, he was like, sorry, 5 guys. Like, no, don't correct yourself. You knew the truth of the matter. And so he gets my food to me, and I get a burger and fries, and I also got a milkshake and like a Coke. And I got a milkshake because being lactose intolerant doesn't mean you won't drink milkshakes. It means you will only do it a comfortable distance from a familiar bathroom. So I get that. He has all my stuff, and I put it down. And I look, and in between, because it's just those little cup trays for the 2, because I have a milkshake and a drink.
Yeah.
There's like 10 packets of ketchup. And Josh, I just have a question. Why did the man give me so many ketchup? He gave me so many ketchup for fries.
I think what happened is before he worked for Favor, he worked for McDonald's. Because anytime you ask McDonald's for ketchup, they just like grab a fistful and throw it at you.
It's like, I don't need that many.
Because I haven't been to Five Guys in a minute, but like their ketchup is a separate, like they don't give you the ketchup at the counter with your food. You get your own ketchup.
Little dispenser in like a cup, and you put ketchup in a cup. But he didn't give me a cup of ketchup. He gave me 9 ketchup packets. For my small fry.
The only thing I can think is that he asked them, can I get some ketchup with that?
And they were like, sure, you go, here's 9.
And they were like, here. And they just dumped the bucket of ketchup packets onto the thing.
I mean, that is kind of how they do fries. They're like, here's a cup of fries. And then, we'll just throw another scoop in the bag. Okay, maybe that's it. I just am responsible for all these ketchup packets that I'm never going to use.
I don't buy ketchup at the store anymore because I just use packets from fast food places.
I mean, that seems like the smart call.
Like, Five Guys doesn't have a drive-thru, so I don't even know how he got the packets.
I don't know. He must have gone in, because you have to go in to, like, get it.
Yeah.
And so he must have just been like, can I get this to go and some ketchup too? Or there was, like, a ketchup bucket, and they're like, take some ketchups if you would like. And he's like, thank you, I need 9.
Or just in his car, he has a stash of ketchup.
He's trying to offload his McDonald's ketchup on me. Now I got it's secondhand the, Christopher ketchup. From
it's all the extra refused ketchup from other Favor customers.
Yeah, when he's like, here you go, here's your stuff. And they're like, please don't give me all these ketchup. And he's like, but I don't want them. I need to lift this curse.
So now you can't get rid of the ketchups. Now you're stuck with them.
I'm going to have to, next time I get Favor delivered, I'm going to tip someone in ketchup. Or next time I order pizza, I'll be like, hey, Dom, thanks for the pizza. No, I don't need pepper and cheese packets. Here, instead, let you have some ketchup.
Can I offer you a ketchup in this trying time?
Anyway, that's my whole question that I had to ask is why the man gave me so many ketchup. You want to talk about Soulbird Salvation?
Yeah.
All right, well. I'm crying a little bit. Hold on.
Okay. Wipe your tears with a packet of ketchup. Fill up your bathtub and swim in it like Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, that is so gross. I also have like a million napkins on my desk now.
I didn't mean fill it up with the ketchup. I meant fill it up with ketchup with packets.
I don't know if that's worse or not.
Depends if they break, I guess.
Oh, if one of them breaks and you gotta go digging for it, I guess you wouldn't have to. You'd be swimming through it and you'd be like, oh, I feel a ketchup.
Oh, this part's sticky.
Someone got me. All right. We start off with Toxica and Gendrax, and Toxica is like focusing and she's like trying to like sense something. And so she's like kind of like touching the tip of her horn. And Gendrax's like, what are you doing? And she's like, shut up. I'm trying to do something. And it looks like she's trying to like hone in on someone or something.
Yeah, like she's dowsing with her horn.
Yeah. But then a train pulls up and I was like, were you listening for a train? They're pretty loud.
For a second I was like, did you summon a ghost train? Is this train an org that you called here?
I wanted the train to be an org so bad. And yeah. It's not. There's just a hobo org riding the rails.
It's just a weird night train. A foggy night train that pulls up to the station for no reason.
You know, I feel the one time I had night train, I also felt like it came in very late and dumped a monster into my body. So I guess that makes sense. So out comes, Gendrax is like, oh, I love trains. Trains are the best. I used to want to be an engineer when I was a little kid. And I was like, okay, that's cute, but like you were a kid once? What? And then, so they're like sneaking around, and then out comes Retinax. I think his name is Retinax.
It is.
I heard Run Mac the first time, and I was like, that can't be it.
I just heard Retina, and I'm like, that's a little, it's not even like iOrg, it's just.
Yeah.
Retinax.
Just not even a pun, it's just like a thing.
It sounds like an eye drug. Oh man, I gotta take my Retinax.
Yeah, I got too much ketchup in my eyes, I got some Retinax up in there, cleaning it out. Before the vinegar burn all my cones. And so they're like, hey, Retinax, what are you doing here? And he has one horn, which is important to note.
Yes.
So that puts him at like a level above regular orgs. But also, he looks just like a monster. Like he's got like a bunch of eyes everywhere because his name is Retinax.
Yeah, he's not based on an appliance or anything.
Yeah, we get a kind of a throwaway line about that in like a couple minutes, and it's really weird. And there's so much interesting lore going on in Wild Force that I am very excited about.
It's so weird because it's like it's behind the curtain, locked in the back room. Is this like cool ass org lore that they only barely talk about in passing?
Yeah, because like instead they just spend time with like diaper babies. And Taylor, and sometimes Taylor gets to do something cool, and sometimes Alyssa gets to do something cool, and then usually it's just like the boys are dumb. Yeah. And like instead of like going to be like, hey, what happened 3,000 years ago? And at the very last thing that happens in this episode is Buck Wild. So like, I hope they don't make us wait too long to find out more, because I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
So turns out he was Master Org's personal bodyguard. And he failed, and Master Org died, if you'll recall. And then he's like, so where have you been? He died 3,000 years ago. What have you been doing? He's like, I've just been walking around in shame for 3,000 years.
Yeah, I've just been roaming the earth in shame
and
dishonor.
Because he's, like, pretty rad, like, as far as monsters go. Like, he's very tough, because he fights the Power Rangers later and does some cool stuff. But also, like, he just seems like an honorable monster, and I'm always pretty into that.
Yeah. Like he's definitely a bad guy, but he's not like he still follows the rules.
Yeah. Like they're like, "Well, let's go back and see Master Org then, you know, and get you back up in the mix." And he's like, "No, I got to regain my honor, so yeah. I got to defeat his nemesis."
Thank God he has one.
What if he didn't? I guess I'm just going to beat up, I don't know, birds or something. I guess I'm going to get work as a favor driver.
I'm going to get so much ketchup for Master Org, he'll have to take me back.
He's going to be swimming in it. So then we see Master Org as they like, oh, well, as luck would have it, there's some Power Rangers you can fight. And they like kind of walk away. And then we see Master Org being weird and sneaky and like suspicious over by a train.
He's like on the train.
Yeah, like pokes his head out.
Yeah, he pokes his head out of the door. Because as they're walking away, Toxic is like, he'll be able to tell if he's being weird. And he sticks his head out. He's like, oh, he will he?
It's just, like, I don't know what's up. And, like, I don't like Master Org, the character, or, like, specifically the character as portrayed by this specific actor. But, like, I'm very interested in Master Org, the idea now.
Like, the story arc of Master Org.
Yeah.
Especially after the end of this episode is very, like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. And then, like, with last episode where we get, like, kind of a hint to something, but we're not sure what. And then at the end of this episode, it's just like, what are you doing? What is happening? So we cut from there to Princess Shayla. She's cradling the egg, and Cole is just being like an anxious dork at it.
Right. He like, she walks by him and he reaches out for it, and she just like looks at him and shakes her head no, and he gets like mad. He's like, oh, damn egg.
Yeah. And then we cut from there, the pool squirts, and so they're like, oh, this is a real nasty org. You know, it's way tougher than anything we've seen before. Like, be careful. So they go down to fight it. And they land. And he's just, like, kind of terrorizing people to, like, get the Power Rangers' attention. And so everybody runs away. So it's just Retinax and the Rangers. And Cole's like, who are you and what do you want with us? But, like, he never actually asked for them. He just, like, kind of showed up and started doing monster stuff. It's yeah. It's a weird assumption, Cole.
You're not wrong, but how did you arrive at this conclusion?
It's like a big leap that you took, and I don't know why you took it. But then Redneck just tells him, he's like, oh, I need to kill you to get my honor back so I can go hang out with Master Org again. And I'm like, yeah, I like this guy. He's just like, yeah, this is it. I don't need to hide anything from you. I'm going to kill you in a minute. What do I need to hide from you?
Yeah. And it's not in like a hokey villain revealing their plan way. It's just like, no, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And then he shoots them.
Yeah. And he blasts them. They like get back up and he's like, yeah, after I kill you, I'll be able to rejoin the Nexus, or I'll be able to take my place back in the Nexus. Yeah. So you're either Nexus or you're against us.
Along with Wade Barrett and Young.
Wade Barrett, Darren Young.
Titus O'Neil?
No, he was not in it. You're thinking of Michael Tarver.
Yes.
Silverback Tech, Ryan Reeves. Sorry. It wasn't Ryan Reeves. It was Skip Sheffield.
Right.
Skip Sheffield. Then there was Heath Slater.
Daniel Bryan the first night.
Daniel Bryan once, and there was one other person.
David Otunga.
David Otunga. That was the Nexus. And then Daniel Bryan was the coolest one, but he choked a man with a tie and Mattel fired him. It's okay, because he came back at SummerSlam, and of those people, two of them still work there in a wrestling capacity, and only one's been a several-time world champion, and it's Daniel Bryan. It is, not to get off on a tangent, it is bull honky that Wade Barrett was never a world champion.
Yeah, they do this weird thing where, like, they try to make a guy cool, but they don't want him to be that cool.
They want him to be cool on their terms, but their terms is a 70-year-old man's terms, and it never works.
It's just again, with Wade Barrett, when he won King of the Ring, which means he won 3 matches in a row in a single night.
Yeah.
Against, like, other competent wrestlers, not, like, any no-name guys.
Yeah.
Turns into a goofy cartoon king who loses all the time.
Yeah.
It's so weird, the choices they make.
It's very weird. And that's coming off of, like, the Bad News Barrett, which is, like, a joke that he did in, like, a YouTube series that, like, got wicked over, and then they nerfed it and nerfed it and nerfed it and nerfed it until he was the cosmic king Wade Barrett who sucked.
Yeah, because they hate when you make your own bed, I guess.
They hate it. And speaking of other guys in Nexus, Heath Slater deserves a world title run. I'm so mad that he's not doing anything at all right now. Anyway, that's it. That's all I had on the Nexus. It was super dope, and I miss it every day. So, what are they doing? Oh, they pull out their weapons, and they do a salad slash. And he, like, bats the Salad Slash away with his axe and then blasts red lightning at them.
Yeah, he parries it.
It's radical.
Yeah, because immediately, like, the Rangers get shot, and they're like, okay, we're not even going to fight this guy. We're just going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're not. And he shoots them again.
And then Toxica and Jindrak show up with Freezer Man, and Retinax is like, what the hell is that? And they're like, oh, orgs now look like modern-day appliances and stuff.
Yeah, she said, like, org spirits now inhabit modern-day things.
So, like, what?
What did they inhabit before? What is Retinax, like, inhabiting?
Like, like a old-timey doctor's jar of eyeballs?
Ugh. No.
I think.
A witch's brew? He just, like, got up in there?
It's like 3,000 years ago, he was, like, maybe they just, like, were things, like, you know, eyeballs and plants and bones and stuff.
Yeah, like, this is what a matured org spirit looks like when it's not in something.
Yeah. I want to know more about this org hierarchy and taxonomy and stuff.
It's weird because he has a single horn, but he is not a duke.
No, he was a personal bodyguard, so he was still, like, at a high level.
Yeah,
a one-horn level.
The episode description on Wikipedia refers to him as a general org.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know where they got that information, because I did not hear them call him that.
Yeah, me either.
Unless that's something they establish later, and they just, like, retconned it back onto him.
That might be. So, Freezer Man shows up. He freezes things. They make it a point to say, like, he freezes stuff, like Cole does.
It's just a fridge Rotom, the Pokemon. Like, yeah, it's
pretty much. And, like, yeah, thanks, Cole. I didn't know that the freezer guy was going to freeze anything, but thank you for pointing that out. So then we get Toxica versus Alyssa, which is, it's like Sentai footage a little bit, too. There's, like, close-ups of Toxica cut in, but it's mostly Sentai footage. So I guess they're just, like, nemesises. Nemesis? Nemesai.
Rivals.
Rivals in the in the Sentai. But they fight, and she calls her granny, and then Toxica, like, hits her real hard. She's like, that was mean. She's like, don't call me granny.
Yeah, Toxica beats her up and is like, you're gonna respect me.
Respect your elders. Taylor's fighting Jindrak. He's like, didn't you know yellow's, like, a coward color, like yellow belly? She's like, well, at least I don't look like a clown. And then Cole's just fighting Freezer Man and gets knocked back into the other boys, and then they all get frozen. Like, he just, like, spits out a bunch of freezer on them.
Yeah.
And then they freeze.
I liked this part a lot, because I guess they were all fighting Freezer Man, or Danny and Max were, like, just cheering them on.
Yeah, they started helping late in the game, I don't know.
Because Batinax isn't doing anything anymore. These other three showed up, and he's like, okay, I guess if you kill them, I get my honor back.
Yeah, I also thought that was a little weird. Maybe he's just like, all right, because I think when Freezer Man and the others came down, he said something like, why are you here? Or like what is going on? And so I think maybe he's just like, all right, let me just take this in for a second. I was fighting the Power Rangers. Now there's so many people here.
But they all get knocked back and they get frozen. And Cole's like, oh my God, this is so cold. And they get,
we're going to die.
They get frosted and the three of them all fall down frozen. But then Freezer Man comes over to them and Cole grabs his ankle and is like, gotcha. And they were faking it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know why they did that.
I liked it in a non-verbal team communication way, and the three of them just knew if we drop, he's going to come over and check on us because he is a monster.
That's true. I don't know. I like it, but I don't, because, like, these are the three dumb ones. Like, how did they form this plan so quick? But, like, sure. I mean, they were right, because, like, he comes over to, like, step on Cole's neck, and that's when they, like, spring on him.
And I guess just shatter his frozen skull or something.
Yeah, and then, just, like, stomp him. All right, done. And then they start, like, punching him and hitting and shooting him and stuff, and they're like, we're going to overheat him. And so then he overheats from getting his ass kicked and dies.
He gets shot with, like, a plasma cannon.
Yeah, because Cole has, like, a gun.
Whatever Cole's cannon gun is, yeah.
Yeah, he's got this big lion cannon, because he has, like, lion punchers.
And this was weird, too, because they shoot Freezer Man with that, and we get a reaction shot of Retinax being like, oh heck.
Oh no, a gun. Oh bees. So then he dies, Freezer Man does, and Retinax is like, hey, Toxica, grow him up. And so she seeds him and he grows. And then now he's big. So they call the Kongazord team down.
I do kind of like now, if he is a general org, that he immediately fell back into, like, directing the troops instead of fighting himself.
Right, because, like, he was prepared to, but, like, he's also good enough to, like, not have to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do like that. So they call the Kongazords. The Kongazords do a little bit of fighting. The Kongazords are the bison and the eagle and then the two bears and the gorilla, right? Yeah. I don't even know if the eagle is part of it, but I feel like it has to be.
I don't think so. I think it's the gorilla, the two bears.
The bison is the pants.
And the bison. I think that's it, because the gorilla is like the entire upper body, and then the arms are the bears, and the bison is the legs.
And what's Taylor doing there?
Just helping pilot it. Well, the bears the bears are hers. So what's Alyssa doing there is the question.
She gives the two bears to Max and...
Right,
Alyssa.
Right, but they're her, so she has to be there to hand them off.
Right. I don't know. That's weird. That's weird, man.
Yeah, it is a little weird that unless it just like lands on the back of it and it has little wingies that you can't see over the barrel chest of the of the gorilla zord.
I didn't see any, so I don't know. But either way, so the Kongazords come in, they start fighting Freezer Man, and then they throw a bunch of the gorilla throws a bunch of bananas. A big banana lands on Danny, and he's like, get this big banana off of me.
That was just like, we have this funny Sentai footage, we're just going to put it here. Because it didn't, like, it didn't do anything.
No.
It just fell on him, and he was like, oh no, a big banana.
And then we cut away, and so when we come back, the banana's off. So it's just like, ah, we're just going to leave him, and we'll come back when the banana's taken care of. And it's just, we cut away to Shayla singing to the egg until it starts glowing. And then that's it for that scene. And I don't think she says, like, what are you trying to tell me? Is that later?
I think that's later. Because it doesn't, or maybe no, maybe it is now, and it, like, she gets up and it leads her, heavy air quotes, off screen.
So then we cut back.
I'm looking at a picture of the Kongazord right now.
Okay.
So, the bears are the arms, the gorilla is the upper body, the bull...
It's the bison for us. It might be the bull for...
The bison is the legs from the knees down, or it might be the whole legs, but the eagle is the cod piece.
Oh, okay.
Or like the belt buckle, I guess.
Okay, sort of like a Thunderzord situation.
Yeah, because its head is like right where the belly button is, and then the wings kind of come down across the thigh area.
Right, okay. Good. I was wondering where it went, because I was like, because when it was flying with them, and then I just didn't see it. So then... They turn the Kongazord, they start fighting, they try grappling with Freezer Man, and Freezer Man just, like, grabs him tighter and starts freezing himself.
Yeah, they, like, run up and grab him, and he's like, yes.
Got him.
You've fallen into my trap.
He flips his trap card, and it's, freeze yourself to death, because that's what he does. And so he just, like, keeps freezing until they freeze over, and he shatters.
Yeah, as they're freezing, Retinax is like... Oh, he's or maybe Toxica said it, but one of them was like, he's freezing himself to freeze them. And then Retinax is like, your sacrifice will not be forgotten.
He's freezing them. And then he's going to freeze him. Oh, my God.
Because he doesn't explode. He just like poofs out.
He turns into like snow.
Yeah.
He's gone. So then the inside of the Kongazord is all frozen over. They lift their crystal sabers up, and the crystals are stuck to the Zord. So it just comes right out. And they're like, oh no, what do we do?
Yeah, because Cole's like, at least we still have our crystals. And then they lift their daggers up, and the crystals don't come out.
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice little touch.
It was. And then they get like shot out and demorphed. And then they like... They see Toxica and Jindrax and Retinax there, and they're like, they try to morph, but they don't have signal or something.
Their phones are frozen.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Their phones don't work because they're too cold.
Yeah, through the morphin grid, the like power lines connecting them to the Megazord have frozen over.
Got to get a repairman out. It's going to be 2 to 4 hours. Anywhere between noon and seven, they'll come out and fix that right up for you. So they just square up anyway. and go to fight. And that's pretty dope.
This was awesome because Cole tries to morph and he can't. And he looks at Taylor and they both just like nod at each other. And then the team gets into formation and Alyssa is like, ready?
And then they just jump at
and
him.
They all just charge. It's so good.
It's great. So then they have a very weird fight scene. It's not bad. It's not like bad weird. It's just quiet. And like there's very somber music is playing.
Yeah, there's like this like this like CSI tone music in the background of the Power Rangers getting murdered by monsters.
It's like the same kind of music when they were running through the blown up command center in Turbo, like in Chasing the Space. Yeah. Like it's the same kind of thing where it's just like da, da, ba, and like they're just being wicked beaten up. Max gets thrown on the ground and drops his crystals, and then Toxica picks him up, and Danny's like, those aren't yours, give them back, and then Jindrax picks him up and throws him back down. He's like, get up so I can throw you back down, or something like that. But then they just all get the piss kicked out of them, and then they all end up dropping all of their crystals. At one point, Jindrax has two of them, and he's like, so a bear and another bear. And he looks at Taylor and goes, what's that make you, Goldilocks?
And then just like leaves her there and walks away.
Yeah.
I do have one question about this, though.
Sure.
Those bear crystals, for sure, amongst others, should definitely be inside the Megazord, right? Because they were frozen there.
Yeah. She should have no...
no bears.
She should have no bears.
She shouldn't have anything.
Crystals. Yeah, all her crystals are in use. Max's are both free, so that's fine. Same thing with Alyssa's. And Cole still has the lion, but Danny has not gotten any secondary Zords.
No.
Which is fine. And all of Taylor's are in use right now. Yeah. So
at this point, this episode right now starts to feel like the first part of the three-part finale.
Yeah, it definitely felt like we were about to end, but we are not.
No, we're maybe halfway. But I definitely expected, like, when Toxica picked up those first crystals, her to just crush them.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, we've just barely had those.
We just got those the other day. I like that giraffe.
We're not even done getting the rest of them yet.
Yeah, and then like it maybe goes to commercial or something, but they end up getting beaten up and thrown into a pile. And they start walking up to execute the Power Rangers, and they all lift their various staffs and swords and axes and whatnot. And they go to bring him down, and I love this. I will give Cole...
I will give him a lot of credit for this.
A lot of credit. He jumps on top to, like, take the hit of, like, all of these weapons are going to hit me first to protect his friends. And that is Red Ranger as hell.
This is the moment where Cole easily overtakes Leo.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Congratulations, Cole. I know you're only a one-year-old baby, but you're way better than Leo, who's like, the slaves will be fine. We're gonna go. That guy sucked. I'm really glad that Time Force has, like, Time Force? This is Wild Force. Wild Force has started, like, picking up and getting better. I feel like the opposite happened with Lost Galaxy, where, like, it was, like, fine to good for the first little bit. And then it just dipped and dived and bobbed all around for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But this one seems to be, like, trending upwards. And, if it goes down, it's still above this baseline that it left for itself with the first couple episodes. So then they are stopped. Cole does not get executed. Nobody does because there's some singing. And we kind of pan over to Shayla, and she's got the egg, and the egg is singing, and they're on a rock. Little cliff face. It's not a cliff because it's not very tall. It's like a hill, but like a cliff. And the egg's just singing.
Yeah, it's like it's making a noise that's similar to the noise that calls the Zords out.
A little bit. It's also sort of the Dulcea spinning the sticks around noise.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it's like the Dragon Zord action command.
Yeah. And so they stop because their ears hurt from this beautiful sound, I guess. And they pull back. And then the Rangers' crystals all defrost and, like, fly back to them. And now they can morph. So they do. And it is a much different fight now.
Yeah.
It's pretty great because it's down to, it's 5-on-3. So who is it? It's Max and Taylor fight Jindrax. And they just double kick him in the front really hard and he flies away. at one point, Max and Alyssa both grab Toxica and do that, like, Taylor run drag.
Yeah, they just drag her behind a rock and then it explodes.
Yeah, I don't know what they did back there.
They, like, mugged her to take her clothes so they could have walked, so they could hide in the hideout.
Right. And then Cole starts, like, he has, like, his cool lion cannon and stuff, and he's shooting Retinax and beats him up. He kills Retinax. He just, like, blows the hell out of him.
Yeah, and he doesn't kill him because Retinax consciously is like, hey, stop shooting me, and then grows himself.
Yeah, that's right. And there's, like, a weird little animation. It looks like parts of him rip off, and then vines come out, and then he grows. It's this weird little, like, green screen silhouette thing, and it's really weird and pretty cool because, like, he's tougher than monsters, so he can do it himself, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe that's the, like, the thing of a general. Maybe he was grown from the seeds, and so he just has the he's made of the org vines.
Maybe. Maybe they put a org seed in an eyeball, and then that's how he grew. Whatever you plant him in, that's what grows from there. So he knocks over, he makes, like, an avalanche, and it doesn't hit the Power Rangers at all, because they all jump out of the way, but it does definitely cover up Jindrax and Toxica.
Right, and Jindrax, and they're both like, what are you doing?
And they get, like, buried, and you see, like, Jindrax's hand doing the, like, under, like, a reverse Undertaker, where it's sticking up, and it goes, ugh.
Yeah, and it just, like, falls limp.
Yeah. And so they get in the Kongozord, they start doing some punches, the punches are not very effective, so they get punched in return, or maybe blasted or something, and they all get flung out. And the Kongozord is still there, right? They're just not in it anymore.
Yeah, because it, yeah, it has to be.
Because I definitely think we see, like, a shot of it just, like, there. And we got to get back in there.
So he just hit them so hard that they, like, smashed through the windshield.
Can't wear your seatbelt, man. Like, I don't care if you're in New Hampshire and the law says you don't have to once you're 18. You still probably should. But then they're about to be murdered. And the egg turns into a big ball of light and attacks Retinax. And then it turns out it's a soul bird. And it turns into the soul bird.
But it's not the same soul bird that we saw in the forest, which was like a green bird zord with a neck and wings and a tail and legs.
Like a bird?
And it had like a shape.
It looked like a bird. This looks like a DeLorean if it had bird feet.
Instead of the doors opening up, they open down into platforms that you stand on.
I thought it was a Lego shark for a second.
I think this is my big problem with the episode. It's not the goofy soul bird design, because for what it ends up being, I think that's fine. It's a little funny, yeah, but I think it's okay.
It's goofy, and I don't think it looks great, but it works.
My problem is that Shayla is up on this cliff. She's up there when they are still not morphed and they're getting beat up. And then she's up there through the Megazord getting its butt kicked and them getting knocked out of it. And she's just, like, dancing and singing with this egg. She has no urgency or fear on her face at all. Like, she's not even a little bit worried. And something about that just did not strike me right.
Yeah, because earlier she asked, like, what do you need me to do, egg? And I guess it told her.
It was just, like, pulling, and it was like, come this way.
Yeah. But, like, what? Why is she just, like, there?
Taylor has lived with you for 1 year. The other Rangers, who was it, Alyssa and Danny were 6
Alyssa
months?
Alyssa and Max.
Alyssa and Max were 6 months, and then Danny's been, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
And Cole's been there for a few weeks.
9 episodes.
But, like, you and Taylor are, at the very least, are friends. Like, she lives with you.
And you can't blame it on, like, well, she's an alien. Their values are different than, because, like, you're a human from before times. Like, yeah. You should feel something about this.
And, like, you know those Power Rangers are the only hope of stopping these.
Yeah, it's just real weird.
And she's like, la 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 la, I have an egg and I'm happy on the cliff.
Unless the egg was like, you got to bring me down there and sing and dance, and you can't stop for any reason until I hatch.
And you better look happy while you're doing it.
Yeah, it is a little, like, disconnected from, like, what's going on. But so someone's like, is that the soul bird? And she's like, yes, it is the soul bird. Now hop on or something. So they jump in and they fly into the back of the gorilla and it does that weird like matrix wobble where they like go in.
Yeah.
And now it's the cockpit. So they have a proper cockpit now. But it's just like a big car. Like the outside of a car.
Yeah, they're each standing behind a car door.
Yeah.
And they still just plug their daggers into it the same way.
And their daggers have like more form-fitting like keyholes at this point.
But it's also a Nintendo 64 expansion pack, and now their Kongazord has more power. So now we can run Donkey Kong 64.
Now we can run Donkey Kong 64. Now we can run Majora's Mask. Those were probably the only two games you needed an expansion pack for.
Probably.
Perfect Dark, maybe? Either way. Why did we get rid of expansion pack technology?
I don't know.
What a cool thing. Do you remember when you got when you got your expansion pack and you pulled out your old dinky
CPU? Yeah, you pulled out the old CPU. One that has the warning on it that's like, don't ever take this out. And you were like, oh, but I have a better one now.
And you put this new one in with a red mask on. And you put that in, you're like, I am a hacker of the highest order. Yeah, I just feel like if there was a, if you could just have a slot on your consoles that was like, plug this in and jack up my power.
The GameCube, like, yeah. The GameCube had slots on the bottom, and the only things I think they were ever used for was the Game Boy player.
Uh-huh.
And like the LAN adapter.
And the weird modem. Yeah. That nobody ever used.
And like the Game Boy player takes up the entire bottom of the GameCube, so you cannot use the modem at the same time. You got to switch them out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you couldn't play any of the only game you could play online was Phantasy Star Online anyway.
Right.
I think. But yeah, it's just very weird. Just real weird stuff. So now they're in a cockpit. I don't know how I feel about the cockpit. I mean, now that it's an N64 expansion pack, I think I like it better, but I don't know. It just looks, it looks like they didn't plan for it and it's too big for the room.
Yeah, they're very cramped in there now.
It's like if you put a king size in a dorm room. Well, you have a foot around the bed to walk and that's it.
Like, yeah, I hope you didn't want to keep your clothes in a dresser.
Yeah, it just looks real cramped now. So Rednax is like, I don't care if you got the cool expansion pack and you can play all the Donkey Kong 64 you want now. I'm going to beat you or be destroyed trying. And they're like, well, then I guess we're going to destroy you. But then the weirdest thing in the episode happens.
Yeah, they did give him the chance. They were like, you can leave.
We'll let you go.
But if you stay, we're going to kill the crap out of you. Like, you're going to die so hard.
Yeah. So he's like, no, I'm going to kill you. And they're like, okay, I guess we're doing this. And then the soul bird, like, rings. It's on vibrate mode, but it, like, definitely has an incoming call from the lion. And then Cole's like, the lion is now telling me, the soul bird is telling me that the lion is telling me to call them?
Right, because he said, and again, I'm over the lion talking to Cole, even if it's through a phone. I don't like
that
it.
That makes it so much weirder. Why did you have to call Collect to just talk to his jellies? I know you got the number for Cole's jellies.
Yeah, but Cole says, like, the lion says he needs the soul bird to heal. And so we should call him into battle right now?
Yeah. I just dropped my phone.
Oh,
hold on. Okay, I got it. Also, I definitely, we're recording very early. I look like a Twilight Dracula. I can see that I'm very overblown. So they call the Wild Zords down, and then they zoom in with the cockpit. They merge with the Soul Bird N64 expansion pack, and they're like, Soul Cannon. And out from the front of the Soul Bird, a big cannon pops out. It's like one post, but then there's like six, like, flippers around it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they charge up the soul cannon and they blast with all of the Zords, just shoot out beams and just absolutely destroy Rednax. Rip.
Yeah. It's another shooty laser finishing move. And those are never my favorite. But as far as they go, this one is pretty good.
I like that it looks like the soul cannon is just firing inside the Zord and just like it's. The energies is coming out from, like, five different points.
Yeah.
It's just like, wherever, just blast it. I like that. So he dies, and we cut. Yeah, I think we go to commercial, and we come back, and we're up in the Animarium, and she's like, I'm very proud of you. For what? For what, Shayla? For why?
Because she's just happy and proud of her children, her Power Ranger children.
And then, but like, they didn't do anything. They just waited until the Soul Bird did stuff.
But they did, like, charge the monsters unmorphed.
That is true.
I guess kill time.
And she does say, because, like, Taylor's like, so the Soul Bird, that was lucky that it hatched then. And she's like, it was no coincidence. It saw your courage. And so that's when it decided to help and be born and come help with your with its cool cannons.
Right, Taylor has this look on her face like, sure, Shayla.
And let you render 500 multicolored bananas on screen at once.
I mean, instead of the Disney princess answer, you could have just said, yeah, it was.
So then they're like, cool, great, we got to – now it's harder to get into our Zords. Dope, love it. So then we cut away from there to Retinax breaking out of a pile of rubble, because I guess when he got destroyed, he didn't get murdered. He got shrunk down and flung into rubble, and he's buried under it. And so he comes out, and he gets out of there, and Master Org is there, and he looks at Master Org, and he goes, who are you?
Yeah.
And then Master Org kills him.
Yeah, Master Org turns around and walks away and just over the shoulder shoots him with like an energy beam.
360 no scope, blasts him to hell, and that's the end of it. So like, this isn't Master Org, because he would definitely know,
yeah,
right? He was his personal bodyguard. So what?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is Master Org, when he was defeated, reverted into being seeds that this guy ate. So like, that is Master Org in there, but he's not in an Org body. He's in like a human host.
But he's also like, it's weird because like Jindrax and Toxica are like, that's Master Org, right? Clearly. Like,
yeah,
something's different about him, but like, it's still Master Org. But then this guy's like, who are you? I don't recognize you even a little bit. And the only reason I could think he would kill him is because, like, he knows that it's not him.
Yeah.
So, like, I also think that it might be Master Org in there, but also maybe it's not. Maybe it's just that other guy, but jacked up on Master Org juice now.
That could be, too. That he's just like, Master Org is dead, but I'm the Master Org now, and I'm not going to let you get in my way.
Yeah. And, like, it's very interesting stuff, and I want to know more about it.
Yeah, I hope soon, because this is only episode 9.
Yeah, it also seems really early to be blowing this plot line,
yeah,
right?
So but I'm
glad they are, because I think it would be kind of boring if they if they didn't.
I hope maybe somewhere between like 12 and 15 we get like the Master Org episode.
Yeah, that would be really good. But that is the end of the episode. So Josh, I started. What's the best?
I'm torn between Master Org killing Retinax so that he doesn't tattle on him, or the Rangers without powers charging into battle anyway.
That is a easy layup, right?
Yeah.
Like that is never a bad time.
Right.
Is when the Power Rangers like, we don't have our powers, doesn't matter, we gotta do the Power Ranger thing. I love that every time. I don't think there's ever been a mystery in Power Rangers involving the big bad that I have wanted to know more about than this one.
I think that's fair.
So I think I'm going to give it to Master Org being like, don't matter, and then murdering him.
Yeah, same. I think I'm also going to give it to that.
What is the worst?
Shayla on the cliff.
I don't know what I was going to give it to before, but ever since you said that, like, it seems so disconcerting,
yeah,
that she's just like, la, la, la,
it's
la,
such
la, la,
a it's such a Zordon move, like, who cares if you die, I can get new ones.
There's so many people here on this planet.
It's like, you have connected with them over a long period of time, and you should still care a little bit.
Yeah, it's just it's really, it's weird, just, and she's just like, it's like she knows that it's gonna be fine, which it is, because it's Power Rangers, but at the same time, like, either tell somebody or find a better way to do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the beginning of this season, I was like, I miss Power Rangers being in trouble. And they've given that to us a couple times this season already.
Oh, yeah.
But this takes away from it when Shayla isn't worried.
Yeah. I also don't like Shayla coming down to Earth.
Yeah, she should do that less.
I feel like she should have to live upstairs, you know? But yeah, I'm also going to give it to her just being weird and flighty. Who's the MVP?
I'm not sure on. Honestly, I think I want to give it to Cole.
I think so too. He jumped on his friends to protect them from being murdered with swords and axes and stuff.
Yeah, I can't think of a more valuable move this episode than that.
Yeah, that's like, that's dope as hell, Cole. Welcome to the Red Ranger Club. It took you long enough, but you got here. And now we got to rank it. Better or worse than last episode?
The last one was Wishes on the Water?
Soul Searching. Wishes on the Water was the giraffe episode.
We're already getting to the point where I'm like, yes, the giraffe. What else was in that?
The giraffe was a spear, too. I don't know. I haven't edited it yet, so I can't tell you. That episode comes out on Friday. I don't know what happened in it.
Trying to remember Soul Searching. We had Cole versus Master Org. The Soul Bird is only ever seen once.
And Master Org like specifically took it coming back away from Cole to help him.
Yeah.
Which is cool. There was like the backstory stuff. The gorilla showed up.
Yeah.
Gorilla was pretty dope showing up, growing trees, throwing bananas. I feel like this is exactly the same amount of good for different reasons. Because, like, the end is amazing. Cole jumping on his friends to protect them is dope. Them squaring up. I think I want to put this above Soul Searching.
I think so, too. Because it is, I think, just as good. But the stuff it does character-wise, I think, holds more weight than Soul Searching did.
I also think I want to put it above Wishes on the Water.
I think so, too, because I only remember the giraffe was in that.
I know there was other stuff.
I mean, it's the number two episode, so I know it was a good one, but...
Right. But, like, I don't know why we didn't put Soul Searching above that. But, like, we must have had a reason last time.
Let me see if I can pull the synopsis up.
That's the good part about the way Wikipedia does it now, is the whole synopsis is there. Because I know it's a Max episode, and I know he's... it's the bottle episode, not the actual like bottle, like they're stuck in one place bottle episode, but like he had the wish in the bottle,
right?
And there was Taylor being like, you don't believe in that kid stuff, which was absolutely her like fake ribbing him because she totally believes in that kid stuff, as we find out the next episode.
Yeah, you don't believe in that kid stuff, but we're standing on what the story is about.
Yeah, you know, that I saw when I was a kid and became a fighter pilot so I could maybe get back here someday. Yeah.
I think I want to put this above that, too.
I think I want to put it above Wishes in the Water. It is not better than the Bare Necessities.
I don't think so. That's going to be tough. I mean, the Gorilla Zord rules a lot, but I still think I like the bears better.
So coming in at number two, Soulbird Salvation. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. We'll be back on Friday, and there shouldn't be any interruptions in the programming because of jury duty. So... because I don't have it anymore, because a Christmas miracle happened to me today.
So did they just, like, email you?
Yeah.
And they were don't come.
The way I had to do it, I don't remember how I got jury duty last time. I think it was, like, go to this place at this time, maybe call or something. But, like, this time it was, like, go onto a website and register with, like, iJury. So I did that, and it was, like, cool, here's the date that you have to be there for selection, and if you get selected, you got to be there for at least 3 more days, maybe more, depending on the case. So I had to register online, and then like a week ago, they sent me an email that was like, reply with your full name if you to say that you got this email, that you will be going to jury duty next week. And then today, after 5 p.m., I was supposed to call them. But like an hour ago, or an hour and a half ago, I guess, I got an email saying like, hey, it's been canceled. Reply with your full name so that you got this. You don't have to do anything else until you get summoned again.
Nice.
Which I'm hoping is not for a while.
Never.
You never got summoned when you were down here.
Not when I was down there. I got summoned twice in Massachusetts, and I got selected both times.
So, lucky you.
Which was frustrating, because my mom is like, oh, I get... You know, she had, like, jury summons come in the mail, but, like, she always, like, calls to register, and they're like, you don't need to come. Like, every time. And so I was expecting that to happen, and they were like, yeah, you should come. And then I went, and they were like, yeah, the lawyers like you enough to put you on the jury, I guess.
I don't know what happened last time. I'm sure I talked about it last time, but like there was only two guys with beards in the entire room, and we both got picked. So I – and the lawyer for the defense had a beard. And so when the case was over, I asked him, I was like, did you only pick the two of us because we also had beards? He's like, oh, no, I didn't even realize that. I was like, yes, you did. Don't lie to me. But yeah, so then I just emailed, I just like, Jacob Mason, I don't want to go there, thanks. So now I got a free day off tomorrow. Nobody tell my bosses.
Or tell them. I mean, you're scheduled off. They can't make you come in.
They took me off the schedule, so I can't go in anyway. So what's next episode called?
Next episode, I just looked at it and then put it down, and I'm looking at it again. And it is called, ooh, Curse of the Wolf.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm excited.
I read the description for it on Netflix after this one was over, but I will not say it because I feel like it's a spoiler. So.
Okay, I didn't. I usually turn it off before those pop up. So nice. Well, we will see you on Friday for Curse of the Wolf. But until then,
may the power protect you. I don't know what was going on with Google, because I was on the Pokemon World Tour account, because I uploaded that this morning when Bella woke me up, and I was like, oh, shit. So I was like, well, let me switch back to mine, and I shouldn't have, I guess, because for like 10 minutes, it was like, I can't do it. I can't sign anybody in.
That's so weird.
I was like, what do you mean? Your whole thing is signing people in.
It's all you do.